The latest version of the Guinness Book of World Records includes an entry for the smallest reproduction of the Bible. But the word small is, well, just too minuscule to do justice to the microscopic reproduction of the New Testament that is written in its entirety over a microchip, just 5 millimeters square. The book was published, if you can call it that, by Pavan Sinha, a professor of neuroscience at MIT, along with his wife, Pamela Lipson, a founder of a software company. Their venture began as an after-school project of sorts when they were both doctoral candidates at MIT. Pavan Sinha joins us now to tell us about this extraordinary undertaking. Just how small is the lettering on the microchip?
The letters are about the size of a red blood cell. We actually printed the entire King James Version of the New Testament on the tablet.
The letters are etched in 24-karat gold. Why gold?
Gold for two reasons. First, it's just aesthetically more pleasing. So when you see the tablet, to the naked eye, certainly the letters are not legible. But because we have used gold, the tablet looks beautiful. The second reason is that because gold is an inert metal, it's resistant to things like oxidation, so it maintains its appearance.
How was it that you were able to draw these letters in such a small representation?
It's a process not unlike a photographic reproduction process. You create a larger image and you project a smaller version of that image onto a crystal. You get gold wherever light has exposed the crystal.
Do I understand this correctly, Professor? This idea came to you in a dream?
It did indeed. And I don't know whether to feel embarrassed or happy about this. I was at a conference and it was extremely warm and I fell asleep during a session. And during that nap, I saw myself writing the entire Gita, that's the Hindu scripture, on a grain of rice. So when I woke up, I did some back of the envelope calculations about just how small the letters would need to be in order to fit on the surface area of a typical grain of rice.
I have to stop you for a minute. You have this rather unusual dream about writing this on a grain of rice. Most people would have dismissed this and thought, well, there's no way that could ever happen. You pull out a pen and an envelope and start doing calculations?
Yeah, I guess that's the MIT training in me.
Are there practical uses for this beyond wearing it as a piece of jewelry?
Sure. There are at least two practical uses. One is archiving important information. If, say, you have a CD-ROM of information, the CD is going to be very sensitive to heat, or, say, you scratch the CD in one place and the entire CD becomes unusable. Whereas with this kind of encoding, even if you have damage to a part of the tablet, the rest of the tablet is completely legible. The other application area we are exploring is physical authentication. Because this tablet is fairly difficult to create, but easy to verify and easy to produce in mass quantities once you have gone through the initial step, it can serve as an effective anti-counterfeiting measure. Pam, my wife, who likes Kate Spade bags, her thinking is, and I agree, that if you were to embed this as a tag to indicate the authenticity of that item, it can be a very effective way of saying that something is indeed genuine.
Professor Pavan Sinha, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Michelle.
Pavan Sinha is a professor of neuroscience at MIT. He and his wife have created the world's smallest reproduction of the Bible.